All right, so we're going to start on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Gufa, last three lines. Right, because Rav and Shmuel were brought in by the Machlokas of Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana. So now the Gemara goes into Rav and Shmuel themselves. Rav and Shmuel Damri Chavayo, Kol Shieshbo Mechamesh Haminin Mevorchan Alav Bar Minei Mizonos. Ve'ed Mar Nami, Rav and Shmuel Damri Chavayo, Kol Shehu Mechamesh Haminin Mevorchan Alav Bar Minei Mizonos. So you have two statements with a slight difference. One's Kol Shieshbo, and the other one is Kol Shehu. Vitzricha, Di Ashminin Kol Shehu. If it would have said anything that is, all that is, Chamesh Aminim, Hav Amina Mishum Di Isay Be'ene, I would have said because it exists, Be'en, pure Chamesh Aminim. Aval al yedei taroves, lo. But I'd say that if you put the chamesh aminim in a taroves, then you would not say automatically bari minei mizonos. Kamash malon kol sheyesh bo. It comes and tells you, no, anything that contains. So therefore, even in a taroves, you make a bari minei Mizonos. Now, of course, just in terms of pshat, of course, it means when it's in a taroves, means that it's pachos merov. Because if it's rov ha-taroves, then why should it be any inferior to any other object? Every object, that's the halacha. If you have a taroves, and you want to determine what bracha, you go by rov. So here, of course, it means that it's less than the rov. So the Havamina was that you only make a bar minei mizonos when it's be'en. Be'en means either pure or it means where it's the robe of a taroves. And kamash malon, the maskana is that even if it's pachas merov, it's less than a rov, it's a miyut, still in all, you make a mizonos. Those are the facts. I was going to start off like this. Now, the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel came along with this statement, and the Gemara analyzes it for a very simple reason. Because the Chameshes Haminim, the Halacha has already given it a special bracha. And as the Gemara, the Halacha recognizes its Chashivas in the world of Ochlim. So now the Gemara's question is that do you, now it's the fact that it gave it chashivas in bracha, how does that affect the world of Iker V'Tofel? In other words, where you have a taroves haminim, and now you have to determine what bracha to make on that taroves. So do you say that the halacha of a taroves is simply and universally, you simply determine it by the chayfets in front of you, and like you said, it just simply goes by the ingredients. You want to know what is the definition insofar as bracha? So you go by rov. You simply go by rov. That's what you go by. You have an object in front of you, a chayfetz of ochel, and now you have to determine what is the definition of this object insofar as bracha. Or do you say no? Like we said before, it goes by the shem ochel, meaning that this ochel, that the chameshes haminim, has the character of soyed. And therefore, when you put the chameshes haminim in a way that it's substantial in a taroves, the taroves is now defined as an ochel that's soyed machmas chameshes haminim. So therefore, since it's Sayyid, the character of Sayyid emerges, and that has a special role in the world of Ochel, so now that's going to define the entity. Right? We're pretty much saying the same thing, I think.
Yeah,
the Shem Ochel means that the identity, there's an identity of Sayyid in the world of Ochel. And now that characterizes anything that the Chamesh Saminim exists in. So therefore, that's why you would make, that's why it would affect. If it's in terms of just simply the Chafetz, you know, the pure physical objects, i.e. in this case you would call it ingredients. So then you go by the usual status. How do you define what is a, when you have a group of things, what is it? Ah, you go by Rove. Rove is the determinant. Right? You want to know, do you have a, Rove is used in every area. Bezdin, all throughout, right? All throughout Halacha. So it'd be the same thing here. Ikavitaf will be defined by a Rove. Or do you say, no, there's a Shem Ochel. Yeah, the one thing I had a problem with, and I'm not sure if I'm right to have a problem with. Maybe I'm complicating things. Now you tell me. I don't know what to say anyhow, so I certainly need help. It seems to me that this should all be good and well according to Rav Kahana. Now, I might be wrong about this. In other words, we had a previous machlokas. In the previous machlokas, by Chavetz Gedera, or Daisa Kein Chavetz Gedera, so there, we learned, according to the way of the Rajba, that there's a machlokas there because there, the Chameshes Aminim is enhancing the Dvash. I don't know if that was the Rajba's intent, but he certainly set up the case that way. But that also explains why, and I think the Netziv pointed this out, that's why the Gemara just says, in that sugya, that Ravin, the fact that we make a Bari Mine Mizonos is Kivose de Rav Kahana Mistavra because of Ravin Shmuel. Meaning Rav Kahana is Mistavra because of the Pesach of Rav and Shmuel, but really Rav and Shmuel is not a absolute clincher. Because Rav Yehuda could learn that there's a difference in the two cases. Rav and Shmuel were talking about where the Chamesh Saminim is a primary ingredient like all the other ingredients in the Ochel. Okay, or like many of them, let's say. Whereas over here, the Chamesh Saminim is just enhancing the Dvash. And that's why he held that Rav and Shmuel can hold over here that you don't make a Bari Mineh Mizonos. Because they only said their halacha when it's a primary ingredient. But when it's just enhancing something else, it's tuffle to something else in its very, as an ingredient, then the rule of Chamesh Saminim doesn't apply. Right? So I mean, help me here. So according to Rav Yehuda, would you learn the Hava Mina Maskana here the same way? Because the Maskana is not going to be Shem Ochel, because he doesn't hold the idea of Shem Ochel. You hear what I'm saying?
He holds
over, well, let's take the case where he holds by Chavetz Kedera, he also goes by intent. Since the intent is for the Dvash. And the Chamesh Saminim is only a secondary, it's an enhancement. So you go by intent. You mean, but maybe by primary he agrees with the same idea.
Well, I mean, what else is he going to say?
You mean by, if the Chamesh, let's just talk it out. But if the Chamesh Aminim is in the Taromas as a primary ingredient, then the Shem Ochel emerges. But if it's there secondarily, even though it is Sayyid, that Sayyid is just, accidental. I mean, that's what he's going to hold. Something like Devik, almost. Could be. I don't know. All right. It's too complicated for me.
It sounds like he has, like, many levels.
You know? Yeah.
All things being equal, you go by the primary. Once you have the 10th, then you go by the attempt.
Right. All right. Let's leave it alone. Let's just keep it the way we have it. Okay? So if anyone who just listened to that is totally confused, just forget about it. Stick to the original idea that we said. Okay. Now let's go the other way. Now the other way is, here we go. So now we know what? We know that since... Now we know that what? That in the Taroves, for sure, you make a bar in the name of Zonas by the Heiminim. Okay. Now the Gemara says the Iashmin and Kol Sheyeshbo. So now it's very simple. So why the halacha? Why did Rabbi Shmuel just simply say Kol Sheyeshbo? Then they would have stated the idea of Shem Ochel, and that would be it. That should be the end of the story. That should have been the statement they should have said. So the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Hav Amin, I would have thought Kol Sheyeshbo Chamesh Aminim in. Aval oriz v'dochan lo mishum dal yedei taroves. Aval isei be'enei neima filo oriz v'dochan. Nami b'varchar lo bari m'nei mizonos. So I would have thought that what, if I was in kol sheyesh bo, so I would have said that when you have chamesh taminim in a taroves, that's when you still make a mizonos. But... for some reason, here enters into the picture rice and millet, oriz v'dochan. So now oriz v'dochan emerge. By the way, I'm learning like Tosus's definition of oriz v'dochan. Okay, Tosus has a separate thing. Tosus has, Rashi has. I'm sorry, oriz is millet and dochan is what you call panic grass. So anyhow. That was another thing that they used to make that was well used in those days. Okay, I don't think too many people know what it is today. But anyhow, that's what he calls panic grass, something like that. Okay. Alright. So, going back to the Havamina, so the Havamina was, so if it would have said, Kol Sheyesh Bo, the Chamesh Saminim, when they're in the Taroves. But Oriz V'dochan Tarovis wouldn't be. But I would infer that Oriz V'dochan Be'enei pure would get a barim in Mizonos. So therefore they said, Kol Shehu, that only things that contain, even in the pure state, it has to be only what? Only Chamesh Taminim. Kamash Malon, Kol Shehu, Mechamesh Taminim, Udim Avorchim Lov, barim in Mizonos, La'afuke Oriz V'dochan. To exclude Oriz V'dochan, Dafilo Isei V'enei Lo Mevarchim Bari B'nei Mizonos. Okay. Yeah. So, the question, of course, is, how did Oriz V'dochan walk into this picture here? Why all of a sudden is the Gemara so concerned about Oriz V'dochan? And then, that's one problem. The second problem is, how are you going to work out that the Gemara had a Havamina that Oriz V'dochan Be'en would get a Mizonos, but in the Tarovis it wouldn't. That position, how do you understand that? No, it's the Kamash Malon that they knock it out of the box completely from Mizonos, that you understand. Okay, Oriz V'dochan doesn't get a Mizonos. So, that's it. It never gets a Mizonos. That's a simple, it's a much easier position logically to work out. But how do you understand the Havamina that in the end it would get Mizonos and in the Tarovis it wouldn't? Those are the problems. I mean, we might have, I don't know if we're going to get into this later. We might. I mean, the Gemara certainly brings it in. For the Nachamesh Saminim or Zedochan, that's the famous Machlokas, Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, regarding Chametz and Matzah. He doesn't talk about Dochan, I don't believe. I believe he only talks about Oriz. But you see, they're not the Chamesh Taminim for sure. You can't, we Paskin, that, they don't create Chametz. they don't have real chimutz, and therefore they can't be matzah. So they're not considered one of the minim.
That's the quality which.
Well, it's not going to be. I don't know. To me, it's not that simple to say that. Nor do I think is it warranted yet. Because first of all, like we know, we happen to make a mezonos on rice, but we still don't hold that it's chimutz. So it doesn't seem that. It seems that those are, at least superficially, look like unattached issues. Yeah, just the two steps I wanted to say. I mean, everyone's saying svaras already, and a lot of them are good, but just the two steps that I wanted to say was, just before you hit the svara, everyone's given it as a given, but it's important to state it. There's one is, when you look through the Rishonim, whether it's Rabbeinu Yono or the Rush, I mean, everybody, I don't think Les Mandapalig, that definitely Oriz V'Dochan are considered Sa'id and Amazan. Okay, that's first of all. That's without a doubt. They say that explicitly. Okay? Then, what you have to then realize is what if you take that into account when you read the Gemara, so what the Gemara is saying is like this. The Havamina was, it's possible it has a din mezonos, but nevertheless, it doesn't define the Tarovis. Kamash Malan, that they're not Mizonos. That's Rav Shmuel Shita. Right? That's the Kamash Malan. That they don't even get a Birkas Mizonos. They're not Mizonos. So again, so the fact is they're definitely Mezon. That can't change in the Havamina Maskana. But the Havamina conceptually, without defining it yet, is that it has a din mezonos, and yet it won't define the tarovas. Kamash Malan, they don't even get a birkas mezonos. They're not considered mezonos. Even though, of course, in real physical terms, they are mezon zayinis zayid. The zayid is halev. Okay? I just wanted to state exactly what the Gemara is saying within the sheet of Rav and Shmuel. That's right, David. What was your svar is like this. Your svar is that really Oriz V'Dochan is a Sa'id, and people use it as an inferior substitute for Chamesh Saminim. So therefore, definitely that's Be'en. That they use it as a substitute, and of course by definition it's inferior, because the person would naturally, the society naturally goes for Chamesh Saminim. But this is a substitute. But now, in a tarovas, when you put it in tarovas, now they're not using it as a substitute. Now they're using it just simply as an ingredient. They want whatever, the rice flavor, they want rice. Not as a substitute for chamesh saminim. Now it's just an ingredient. And as an ingredient, no longer does that chashivas play a role. The character of soyet. That's only when the human being's relating to it, it's koveyed as a substitute for Chamesh Saminim. So then you make Mizonos. But in the Tarovis, you don't. Right? That's what you're saying, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Kamash Malan. What's your Kamash Malan, by the way?
My Kamash Malan is...
Right, wait, Chaim, by the way, I'm sorry. Chaim, you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. So what's your Kamash Malan, David?
Maybe a different way. I guess the simplest way is that the Torah with Kuveya, Chamesh Saminim.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
There's certain groups that the Torah singled out.
right, let me try my way. Maybe I'm going to have problems too. Let's see.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right. One second, I have a riot for that. One second. Yeah. See that, one second. See, of course, the way I've explained it, whether I don't know if you like it or not, but I do get out of those kind of kashas, you know? What I call the armchair kashas. Because it's purely a halachic question. I'm not getting into, and everything I'm saying is correct. I mean, nobody will deny that the staple of man is, you know, except for the Chinese, but, okay? I know a lot of Jews eat Chinese, but it doesn't change the halacha. Actually, every Jew that goes to a Chinese restaurant, the first question is, where's the bread? Where's the bread? So therefore, there's my approach. Again, I don't know if you like it, but at least what I'm saying is mine is a halachic question. I'm not getting into this question, does something somehow change in reality when you put it in a tarovis? Nothing changes. The only thing is, that's not the shame ochel, right? There's a good question.
My question is, Havamina would be that you say grain is you say the donuts on the hen.
Right? That's right. Because it's soid.
Okay. So what you're saying is that the...
But so what? So but of course, let's make it clear. So I'm saying it's soid. Right. Okay.
The brother is a matir to have a certain type of pesta.
Because according to me...
So where is that svara
manifest? No. According to me, it's very simple. I am saying there's a premise here. There's a sociological and halachic premise. And that is that, like I showed you from the Gemara in Lamed Hei Amud Beis, there is an idea of what the staple of man is, what he's koveya on.
That was Shevach.
Shevach?
Yeah.
And all I was just trying to show you is that there's an idea that the Chameshis Haminim Pas has a certain status. It's a staple. And that's one idea. The other idea is that there is an idea of Soyed and Mazen Zaini, that it's true Orez V'Dochan has that character. And therefore it's possible logically to say that Orez V'Dochan would receive a Borei Minei Mizonos Be'en, okay? But now, that has nothing to do logically with the question of when you put Orez V'Dochan in a Taroves, does it define the entire Taroves by the fact that it saw it? The Gemara says, no, it would be absolutely not. Why? Because what defines it is the Shem Ochel. And the Shem Ochel, according to Rav and Shmuel, really is the idea of a staple. That's the Shem Ochel. Now, of course, it's a staple because it's Soyed, but it doesn't mean that every Soyed is a staple. So only the Chamesh Saminim have that status, that identity as a staple, such that it will always define a Tarovis. People will always say, what is that? That's a Tarovis of Chamesh Saminim, because it's a staple. Whereas Orez V'Dochan, although Soyed, do not have that Shem Ochel. They don't have that status. and therefore they will never define a taroves. And then the Kamash Malan is just simply kol shehu, that Rav Shmuel really hold, that really Oriz Adocha don't even receive a mizonos, because even the bracha Birkas Mizonos, that special bracha, was reserved only for the staple of man, the Chamesh Taminim. That's it. It's for pas. Mizonos is basically for that type of thing. That's what I'm saying.
And how
does it prove
from...
because the Gemara says over there, from wine on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara says, why did wine really get a bracha? So it's a whole, go through the Gemara, it's a whole winding Gemara. But the Gemara finally, in fact it brings in Rav and Shmuel there, but the Gemara finally concludes that wine has two qualities. It's Sa'id and Nisameach. It's both. First the Gemara tried to just say it's, Nisameach, I think. I don't remember now. Take a look. But the Gemara finally concludes that Soidim is Sameach. So the Gemara says, oh, Soidim is Sameach. Oh, Naham is also Soid. So why don't you make a Birkas of Mazon on wine? Vachalta v'savata. If it's Soid, then you should make a Birkas of Mazon on that too. So the Gemara says, no. What is the Gemara's Lashon? Lo kavi inchi sudusayo alayo. Okay? No, you can't say that. Because nobody is Koveya Suda on Yayin. So you see that the idea of Sa'id alone does not really portray the idea of Pas. So I'm saying similarly, it doesn't portray the idea of the Shem Ochel of the Chamesh Samina. So it could be, something could be Sa'id without attaining a different status. Like over there, by you don't say it's part of the idea that's Mechayev and Birchas HaMazon. Similarly here, and they're not too far apart, okay, the world of Mizonos, the world of true Pas, okay, similarly over here, the character of Soed is not necessarily the real story of the Shem Ochel. The real din of Chamesh Saminim is because they are the staple, the Iker Kfias of man. So even though you could find the other things that are Sayyid, which is exactly why the Gemara brought in Oriz V'Dochan into the picture, nevertheless, it does not mean logically that they will define the substances that they find themselves in, even if you hold them, you make a Mizonos on them in pure. Although the Kamash Malan, that you don't even make a Mizonos on them. That Mizonos was completely reserved for the Chamesh Samina. That's it. They have a unique status that Oriz V'Dochan don't have. Even though Oriz V'Dochan, they fill you up. The Gemara enters, you enter, I don't know, I shouldn't say the Gemara necessarily, but in any case, we enter into this Gemara thinking that Soyed is the final stop. But when you go through this Gemara carefully, you realize that's not really the Shem Ochel. Soyed is the, could be a, the cause, but not every side becomes a staple. Yeah, I just want to clarify one point. Of course, we're saying when you have Oriz V'Dochan in a Taroves, of course the Taroves has the character of Sa'id. That's exactly my point, that I'm not denying the physical reality. I'm just saying in Hilchas Brachas, just because it has a certain character doesn't mean it defines the Taroves. Dine Taroves have their own rules. And the rule is of a different kind here. It's not the character. According to Rav and Shmuel, it's not merely the character of Soyed that defines a Taroves. The Shem Ochel is more than that. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says... Oh, by the way, one thing I want to mention before we start the Gemara, I just saw an interesting thing. Because we just did the Sugya. So, I never knew this. That it seems that the Olam, on licorice, they make a Shehako. So I never knew this. I didn't know this. What do I know? But so, I looked into it. If you actually, Moshe Menachem Chait showed me that on the OU website, they say, why do you make it? Because it's The mizonos, the chamesh saminim, is only there as a binder, as a devek. That's their svara. I'm not so sure I personally agree with the svara, but that's what they hold. And all the svara, I asked the svara them also. They also hold that way. That it's a shakol because they hold that it's just a binder. It's a dvuki ba'alma. I just wanted to let you know. So there's a practical application of something we learned. All right, anyhow.
That's the
standard. Yeah, I personally did not look at it as a mere devek. I always thought the guy really wants it's like flavored mizonos.
Right.
That's how I looked at it. It's like, I mean, what is the licorice is by and large, I mean, it seems to me, I mean, I don't know the percentages, but it would seem to me, given its substance, it's by and large mizonos. But okay. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Vatanya Hevi lefan of pas orez upas dochan mevarach alav tchila v'sof kemaisa kedera. Okay, that you make a bracha before and after like maisa kedera. Okay, and maisa kedera of course always means chamesh saminim. Okay, v'gabi maisa kedera tanya b'tchila mevarach alav bar minei mizonos v'lefsof mevarach alav bracha achas main shalosh. So it sounds like a pretty good kasha against Rav and Shmuel that the Gemara, that the Braisa says that on Pasor is a Pas Dochan, you make a bracha exactly like Maisa Kedera. So that's a proof that you make a mizonos. So the Gemara answers, Kemaisa Kedera velo Kemaisa Kedera. No, it's like Maisa Kedera, but it's not like Maisa Kedera. Kemaisa Kedera de Mevorcha love Tchila Vesov. It's like Maisa Kedera that you make a bracha before and after. V'lo kemaisa Kedera, dila b'maisa Kedera, b'tchila mavarech bar minei mizonos, v'lipsov bracha achas mein gimel, v'ilo hacha b'tchila mavarech lav shakol liye b'dvaro, v'lipsov bar in afashos rabos v'ches ronon, al koma shabara. I mean, that kind of an answer. Oh, we only met say Maisa Kedera that gets a bracha before and after. But not, of course, that it gets really the same bracha. Chas v'shalom, we never meant that. I mean, that sounds like the worst doichik answer you could ever imagine. Right? A guy said that, I can't even imagine it saying it, you know, to any Litvisher Magachir. The guy would cream you. Tell you you don't know how to learn, you're a fool. What kind of answer is this? Alright, so what I want you to do is, to prepare for next week, I want you to take a look at a gra. A gra on Shulchan Aruch. Okay? And look up what he quotes there. Okay? You don't need the first part where he says, a feel of das tosis. Just start from, 10 words in, Va'ayin Rashi. Okay? But the Gra is on Simen Reish Ches, Sif Zayin. That's the case of Akoseis Es Haorez. And the Dibur HaMaskil in the Gra is Va'acharav. It's a Gra that talks. And if you look at that Gra carefully, then you should be able to have, I think, a different shot in the Gemara. And I believe something to say already as far about. Okay? So take a look at that. That'll be the... and then you can just go further than, whatever. Either go further than the Gemara, you can look... I'm not sure what else I'm going to do next week. Definitely we'll do the error that question about the... that might be enough, actually. But take a look at it. Prepare that grub. And then go back and try to define the Gemara. All right?
I mean, this is Pas Orez, so this, it was that you're never going to make that motion on it, it was always going to